KXL.com.
Good morning on I-10 going east, Lane Avenue to 95. Traffic's building, 295 south on the Buckman Bridge to just after St. Augustine Road. We're seeing backup there as well. We're looking at around a 1 in 5 chance of thunderstorms today, a high of 94. This evening, more rain with thunderstorms with a low of 76. Right now it's 78 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida candidate for Governor Andrew Gillum wants a 40% increase in Florida's corporate income tax. He says he wants to use it to raise $1 billion more for education. The Wall Street Journal reports the tight job market for this year's upcoming holiday season could mean better pay and benefits, even for seasonal workers. And the date is set to hear Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's accuser in front of the U.S. Senate committee.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
We're going to get to some of your calls here in just a few moments. Ed Dean here along with Roger Henderson, 703 right here on Talk Radio WBOB. A lot of news going out today and this week. We thought we were over the Kavanaugh hearings. Confirmation by at least the Judiciary Committee was supposed to take place, Roger, this Thursday. It could be weeks, and some have even criticized weak-kneed Republicans like Tennessee Senator Bob Corker and Jeff Flake from Arizona, not big fans of President Trump, about wanting to hear Christine Bailey Ford's accusation 36 years ago about whether or not at a boozy party, that's booze for some of you out there, but a booze party,
right,
about whether or not, and her story's all over the map, that Supreme Court pick nominee back then, 17-year-old Brett Kavanaugh, I want to go back in time, Marty McFly, to find out what really happened in that night.
Yeah.
Did he try to force himself on her? And is this the right way to derail a Supreme Court pick? We'll get into all that in a little bit. But the meetings will take place, as the story says, not side by side. One may come in later that morning or that afternoon and give their testimonies in front of the U.S. Senate committee out there. President Trump was asked about it. He says, I'm a little stunned, or not maybe too surprised, that the left decided to wait to bring it out now, but he says, hey, if it's a little bit of a delay, so be it.
Perfect. Everything is just right. I wish the Democrats could have done this a lot sooner, because they had this information for many months, and they shouldn't have waited till literally the last days. They should have done it a lot sooner. But with all of that being said, we want to go through the process. One thing I will say, if it takes a little delay, it'll take a little delay.
If it takes a little delay, but the question is, will it be the Republicans or the Democrats that will push for the delay? Laura Ingraham on the Ingraham Angle says, Christina Ford's story, if you listen to what she said and the reports out there, just keeps changing.
Familiar with the 11th hour charges against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Christine Blasey Ford, a Palo Alto research psychologist, is claiming that when she was 15 and Kavanaugh was 17, he made unwanted advances toward her at a boozy house party. But there are holes in Ms. Ford's version of events. 2012 notes from her psychotherapist mention four men involved in the assault on Ford. Now, the accuser says it was only two men. Nowhere does Kavanaugh's name appear in those notes.
Interesting. But will this stop the liberal left? Of course not. As being asked by, who is this? This was CNN. I think Jake Tapper had Simone Sanders. By the way, we're going to hear Chuck Schumer here in a moment. Was asked that normally, Roger, there's a pattern, like Roy Moore and others. There is a pattern, not one, not two, but three, even a half a dozen, that have made accusations, 65 women who have worked for Brett Kavanaugh, have signed a letter, says this guy is the highest integrity.
Mm-hmm.
He's a family man. This question was asked of CNN Simone Sanders, saying, well, wait a second. If there's not a pattern, should she still be taken with credibility?
In a lot of these Me Too cases, Harvey Weinstein, who have fallen because of their disgusting past behavior, in almost all of them, it's a pattern. You see more than one.
Absolutely.
What if nobody else comes forward? Does that change things for you at all?
No, I still think Dr. Ford, she has credibly come forward, in my opinion. I hope if there are any other women out there, they do come forward. These women are probably some of the most powerful people on the planet right now.
Chuck Schumer, the minority leader, was on The View and didn't really give a lot of specifics, but says, oh, yeah, she has all the credibility out there.
I think the allegations of Professor Ford are extremely credible.
Yeah.
She took a lie detector
test.
She talked to this to her therapist. They were having family counseling in part because of what happened to her 5 years ago, and told all the details.
Mm-hmm.
And third, to come out and say something like this puts you and your family through incredible scrutiny.
Yes.
People throw brickbats at you and everything else. She didn't do it on a whim. I don't think she did it for political reasons. Mm-hmm. So she has
she
a great deal of credibility.
But we know that the Democrats will block her from all that criticism out there. Kimberly Strassel from the Wall Street Journal says that this does a major disservice to the Me Too movement. Even Tammy Bruce, who is a radio talk show host and president of the Independent Women's Voice, says, isn't this what we're told about women, that they need to come forward to talk about this and to prosecute those out there? She says, now this really discourages women to come forward. This hurts the women's movement because it's seen more as a hatchet job.
But when we say we want to be taken seriously and that it's because we want justice, and then allegations come forward specifically to harm someone, right, to be used in a manner to ruin them personally, to ruin their career, their personal reputation, and it's outside of the justice system, that it's not about the accuser being taken seriously and the accused having rights as well. Everyone who was saying that women can't be trusted, that women are going to use accusations against us, that right, comes back into play. And this is what none of us deserve this. So,
Roger, let me ask you a interesting question here.
Okay.
If in a court of law, if the majority of witnesses against outweigh the minority, not color, by the way, folks, the minority,
right,
in other words, less, who has the credibility in the court case?
Well, you know what? There's a whole lot of reasonable doubt here, and I believe that if
hold on.
65 women have signed off.
In a court case.
Okay.
If there's 30 people that say he didn't do it, but mm-hmm, 5 people say that he did, who does the court normally side with?
Typically, if there's no other evidence, they'd go with the 35.
The 30, that's exactly,
exactly,
right.
They go with the
30. So here's the question I like to ask. One woman has made a claim. 65 women have come forward and had said that Kavanaugh's sterling character should not be questioned. But the Democrats say no. The one has more credibility than the other 65. Is that what we're hearing?
Yeah, obviously they're motivated politically, in my opinion. Well, let's give both of them the reasonable doubt. They were drinking alcohol. This was a party.
You can't give them both. You got to give one, Roger.
Who knows where the parents were? But when you have kids in a party, usually the lights are dim. How does she not know that it wasn't one of the other students?
Yeah.
Did she see him and know for sure that it was him, especially in light of he had character references into the dozens that are saying this guy would not do something like that?
Allison Camerato, CNN news anchor, asked the attorney for Christine Ford, the attorney Deborah Katz, about, hey, has your attorney, I mean, there's other people there. Has she collaborated this? Has she sat down and talked to them?
While we have you, perhaps you can help us fill in the blanks on some of her story. She says that she was at a party in probably 1982 in Montgomery County, Maryland. She says that there were four guys there. These are high school students, as was she. There were four guys there. Were there any girls there that day?
Yes, there was another girl at this party, yes.
And has your client spoken to any of those other guys or that girl who could help corroborate her story?
She has not.
And why not? Is it time to do that?
That's not her job to do that. If this is going to be investigated, it should be done by investigators.
You know, Roger, I was accused of accidentally in a restaurant knocking over somebody, a server's, when she put the plate down the table, actually knocking over the food. And there were so many people there, they questioned and go, well, who was it? He looked like Brad Pitt. And I looked at him and go, yeah, I can't be accused of that now, can I? So anyway, a little humor there.
Okay.
But Christine Katz, Christine Ford's attorney, Deborah Katz, says, well, okay, wait a second. If your client is going to get up in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday, what will be the specifications of how would what she may be asked or may not be asked? The attorney says, well, you know, I don't know if we want to go through the rigmarole like we saw with Anita Hill.
She's willing to cooperate. What she is not willing to do is to be part of this bloodletting that happens in Washington. We only need to look at the Anita Hill hearings to know what that's going to look like. And that's not a fair way to get at the truth.
Okay, so wait a second. The bloodletting should be focused and targeted at Brett Kavanaugh, but not the accuser, Roger?
It's just obviously not fair. You know, he's got a reputation. His kids look up to him as being a leader. And you have all these dozens of people attesting to his character. And I just don't see the fairness in that.
Lindsey Graham, South Carolina senator, says, you know, for years I was a prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
I was a judge. I was a lawyer before I became a U.S. senator. He says, no civil court, no judge would even hear this type of a court case.
All I can say is that I've been a prosecutor, a judge, and a defense counsel all of my life before I got into politics. This case could not go before a criminal court because it's too old. No lawyer would bring it as a civil suit because it's just too hard to prove. The question for the Senate, is there really enough evidence here, given the nature of the allegation, how old it is, and the uncertain nature of it, to deny this man who's lived an incredible life a promotion to the Supreme Court? And if it was this bad, why did not the Democrats challenge Judge Kavanaugh when he was sitting right there?
Let me ask a real quick question. What if this is not even court-related? I mean, you got turned down or something had happened that had nothing to do with work.
Mm-hmm.
Should you be fired from your job? It was one of these where, you know, young kids, Judge Judy would have, you know, hey, I may make you go do community service.
Yeah.
But if he tried to rape, that's a different story now.
Exactly.
But 17-year-old, I mean, again, but the question is that what does this have to do with whether or not he's qualified to become judge?
You know what? It happens all the time throughout various professions. Someone finds out that someone posted something on Facebook in their own time, and next thing you know, their employer is being brought in, and they're demanding that they be let go.
More as we continue to move along. 222-TALK, 222-8255. I want to get into next about Andrew Gillum. He is ready to unload, and he is not shy about it, of what he wants to do to your back pocket out there. Before we get to that, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Can I ask the question on the Brett Kavanaugh hearings? I like to ask, we have a lot of women that listen to this. Would you, if there's 65 women that have cited and support Kavanaugh, but one says, no, his credibility should we outnumber the one versus the 65? What if there's not another pattern there? What should the number be? Number two, I like to ask you, does this do a damper to those that have a rightful accusation among men who are sexist to women, who make unwanted advantages at work or whatever? What does this do to them if they don't go down the prosecutorial aspect of it as well? Number three, if you could be on a panel to ask Brett Kavanaugh from the left or from the right, or Christine Ford or Dianne Feinstein, what would the question you would be? Is enough enough, or what does this have to do with somebody becoming a judicial nominee? 222-TALK, 222-8255. Love to hear from you this morning, 14 minutes after the hour. Talk radio, WBOB.
On 995 South at the off-ramp to US 1, there has been a broken-down car reported. Butler Boulevard East at San Pablo, an accident this morning, and 10 East at Lane Avenue. We're seeing slowdown. Traffic being brought to us this morning by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
This is Bill Martin with God First Ministries. I want to encourage you to live your life with a vision for eternity. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Sometimes we can get so caught up in this life that we lose focus on eternity, how real and vibrant life will be throughout eternity. Imagine yourself 10,000 years from now. Many of the things that now seem so important will then be of no value. We can live life now with a focus on eternity, envisioning what will really be important throughout all eternity.
This message has been brought to you by God First Ministries of Jacksonville. For more information, visit their website at godfirstmin.com.
Gentlemen, if you believe your divorce case deserves a reasonable investment in your future, then you need to visit divorcemenonly.com. I'm attorney Kenny Lay. Some people invest in a quality HDTV, others invest in a quality automobile, and many invest in a quality 401k. But when it comes to your divorce case, is your future also worth a quality investment? If it is, I encourage you to visit us at divorcemenonly.com or come visit one of our law offices in Jacksonville, Fleming Island, Ormond Beach, or Gainesville.
Greenacre Sporting Goods kicks off the fall season with two great specials. Get a Black Sky 9mm for only $199 or a Mossberg Home Defense 12-gauge shotgun just $199. Greenacre Sporting Goods will buy, sell, trade, and now they even pawn. Greenacres is buying guns from one to a whole collection. Concealed weapons training permit classes are still only $39 6 days a week. Green Acres Sporting Goods. Now Ponic, Normandy Boulevard, 1.5 miles west of 295. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
Partly cloudy today, our high 94 degrees. This evening, it will be a 60% chance of scattered thunderstorms and a low of 76. Right now, 79 here at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Wall Street Journal reports that the tight job market for this year's upcoming holiday season could mean better pay and benefits even for seasonal workers. The date is set to hear Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's accuser in front of a U.S. Senate committee. And Florida candidate for governor Andrew Gillum wants a 40% increase in Florida's corporate income tax. He says he wants to use it to raise $1 billion more for education.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
More as we continue to move along, Andrew Gillum, whether you agree with him or not, I will tell you he is great for talk radio. I don't want Andrew Gillum going anywhere, you know? But anyway, having said all that, remember what Andrew Gillum has told everybody. When you ask about him why he was running for office.
To graduate from college. I am on this stage as the most progressive candidate running for governor, as the only non-millionaire, non-billionaire running.
And he is at least consistent on his beliefs or reports out there when it comes to the economic proposals here in Florida. Everybody knows where Gillum stands for the most part, or do they? But Ron DeSantis really has not said a lot. He just wants to keep what's been continuously, some would say, a success here in Florida under Governor Rick Scott. But just recently, when asked about how would you raise money for all of this extracurricular political activity that Gillum and the far left want, Gillum says that he would have a 40% increase in Florida's corporate income tax. And with that money, he would raise $1 billion more for education, including a $50,000 minimum starting salary for teachers out there. Gillum defends the tax. He said in a debate last month that Florida's got a low tax rate. It's only 5.5% compared to, it's actually less than Georgia and Alabama. I like to ask a question. So what? So what? You tell me the second biggest state for job growth out there and a great place for retirement. I don't see people moving to Talladega, Alabama.
Yeah.
Snellville, Georgia. Not a bad place. I've been both there, but everybody's moving to Florida. Gillum says that he has no plans to tax everyday Floridians, whatever that means, but he wants to boost the tax to 7.5%. He says, quote, "I believe that corporations must pay their fair share." The Gillum campaign says that when you look at the Republicans, they've been on the wrong priority for years. According to Jeff Bergen, a Gillum spokesman for Tallahassee, they've been on the wrong track. He says, quote, "The reason why we need to raise taxes is because at work and families cannot make ends meet." Even the Florida Education Teachers Unions Association, Joanne McCall, says the $1 billion proposal is much needed because teachers, quote, have been criminally underpaid. By the way, Gillum's tax rate proposal would be one of the second highest in the country, higher than that of New York. Oh, by the way, he wants to boost Medicaid, minimum wage, $15 hour, and legalize marijuana. Okay, can I ask a question? I didn't vote for Amendment 2 just because of the fallacies, but let's go down this road. Let's go down this road. At 222-TALK, 222-8255. If you wanted to raise revenue, would it be the minimum wage? Would it be raising taxes? Or some would say, which have advocated, what we need to do from the left is we need to, no more medical marijuana, Roger. We need to open, legalize marijuana, tax it, and regulate it. If that is the case, could you not get enough money just by doing that? I'm not advocating it. Would not support it. But I'm saying, right, based on what we've been told, why not just tax marijuana and regulate it? Could you not raise it like raising money of offshore drilling or by allowing more gambling in the state? Don't advocate that either.
That sounds good on paper. However, a Leon County judge ruled for medical marijuana, people can grow it in their own backyard.
So, but they're still going to be taxed for that.
How can they be taxed?
Because if you're going to grow it, you have to get a business license.
Okay.
You know?
I guess.
You have to. I mean, you think the monopoly of those with medical marijuana will let you just do it? No. But what I'm saying, they're going to have to tax it. But the question is, if businesses are not paying their fair share, they need to raise the minimum wage to 15, then how are you going to soften the blow for small businesses out there that will have to jack up their minimum wage? from whatever to $15 an hour. Do you plan to give them backdoor tax cuts?
There are a lot of people who think that businesses have unlimited resources.
Yeah.
They really think that.
Businesses do not rely off profit. They rely off profit margin out there. So, want to know what you think? Let's take some calls at 222-TALK, 222-8255. Tony, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Yeah, hey, good morning. You know, I would tell Gillum that I work for a corporation in the retail business, I'm a salaried employee, but I would tell them that the corporations, they feel the effects of tax increases. And you get to the point where the taxes have an effect on the profit margin. And then what happens is that the first thing the corporations cut down on is labor. So then you have less help to do the job to take care of the community
and
whatever business you do. You know, and that's what I'm seeing, and that's from the effects of the Obamacare, and it's bad, you know. And then these are the people like Gillum that complain about service. You know, there's not enough help, and I would say, well, there's your tax increase that you're talking about.
That's a good point. That's a great point, Tony. Great, and thank you for calling. Tony brings up a great point, especially with the Obamacare, that you had a lot of companies like Rockwell, out of Brevard in Central Florida, where the typical set baseline for people with a matching 401k was at 6%.
Mm-hmm.
So we interviewed some of the Rockwell higher-ups, and they said, yeah, because of Obamacare, it got knocked down to 3.5%, 4%. I was like, well, wait, I'm told the economy's doing well. They said, well, but as you got to know, Roger, companies are in the business of making a profit. Companies are not in the business to be charitable. If they want to be, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've got more regulations, they've got to make up that money somewhere. Tony just brought up a valid point. That means they get Obamacare knocked full-time employees down to part-time, in many cases.
Yeah.
If they kept the full-time workers, according to what you just heard from Tony, then according to other areas, they've got to make up that money. So that means less money for your 401k. That's
very
businesses have got to make the businesses in the business of not losing business.
Exactly.
222-TALK, 222-8255. James, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I was. This is maybe something an attorney or a legal friend can give us an answer to, because I'd like to know. Okay, let's play this out. They have their hearing there on Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation and Mrs. Ford's testimony. Okay, they had their little hearing. It's proven to be unfounded, like it was with Clarence Thomas. There's no proof. It's all made up. It's a hit job. Okay, Brett Kavanaugh gets into the Supreme Court. Now, my question is, does Brett Kavanaugh have the right to sue her for defamation of character? Because that is a pretty important job that he's trying to get there. If he does go after her in court, what's going to be the penalty if she is found guilty? That's what I'd like to know. Because that piece that you guys played on, the only piece that you played where they got it right, where the gal was talking about that, you know, this is hurting the whole Me Too movement.
Right.
And all, but she got it right. She was right on cue. She got it right down a home run. Hit a home run on that. So that's my question. Maybe we can get some help with that, because I don't know. I'm not an attorney.
Hey, James, that's a great question. Actually, I've got some of those that are involved in family law that very well-known, credible guys here locally that will be coming on with us this week. So thank you. I mean, you're ahead of the curve as always. I already got that taken care of.
All right, thank you.
All right, brother. Yeah, James. We're gonna have some of the attorneys coming on this week to debate this about this. Let's go to Michelle. Hey, Michelle. Good morning. You're on W. Turn on your phones, would you? Thanks. You're on WBOB. Hey, I can barely hear you. All right, try to get her back if we can. I can barely. Guys, if you're on a speakerphone, please get off the speaker. It's not so much for my benefit. I mean, it is. But it is for the audience, because if you want a one-way conversation, then you take me and Roger out to Starbucks. This has got to be where everybody else can hear us now. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Is it one or two we got? Okay. Let's take another call. Let's go to George. Hey, George, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Yeah, good morning. As I said before, the school systems failed to educate Gillingham. What's happened between 1880 and 1950 in California, New York, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Florida, and Illinois is economies increased whenever taxes were low, and we we did oil and gas, we did manufacturing, we did family-friendly movies and technology. If you want much more than $1 billion a year going into government for teachers, then go ahead and develop these things and stop trying to raise taxes. And something else, Henry Ford said, if I have a trained workforce who trained in the right stuff, and I can pay them more because of that, then they can buy my own products. They can buy cars, and then they can buy other people's cars. We're not teaching this stuff in school, and he is doing exactly the wrong thing. Raise taxes, and you end up destroying the economy, and there's less money in people's pockets.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't going to go that far back, but anyway, the 1800s. I'm just saying that from the emails we're getting this morning, a lot of business owners go, Ed, I own a small business here in Jacksonville, 5-6 employees, and yet there's no exemption for me if the minimum wage is, even he says, my wife and I own a printing company, if the minimum wage is jacked, there is no exemption for smaller businesses. He says, I didn't agree with the HRO here in Jackson, but at least they exempted small businesses from complying with government rules.
Yeah.
It's kind of an interesting take. Always enjoy hearing from you. 222-TALK, 222-8255. By the way, where's the Ron DeSantis plan out there of what he plans? You've got to give the Democrats credit. They think that they're going to ride this wave, whether you agree with them or not. At least they're not afraid to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know? More on the other side. Talk Radio WBOB.
Butler Boulevard at San Pablo. There's been a crash in 295 South at US 17. Another accident this morning.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Partly cloudy today and a high of 94. Lots of rain with thunderstorms this evening. 76 the low right now, 79 at WBOB.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email Ed at WBOB.com. Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh goes back before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. The panel will hold a public hearing on sexual misconduct allegations against Kavanaugh, allegations that Kavanaugh denies. President Trump is ordering the declassification of a wealth of materials relating to the Russia probe. U.S. tariffs on another $200 billion worth of Chinese imports will be taking effect next week. And with Wilmington, North Carolina, cut off by floodwaters, officials starting to distribute food, water, and tarps to residents as yet more people are rescued from submerged inland neighborhoods. A Hurricane Florence now blamed for at least 32 deaths across three states. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 47 points, NASDAQ futures 3.5 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
On I-95 South on the ramp to US 1, we have a report of a broken down car there. St. Johns County, 95 North at County Road 210, another car is having some engine trouble and it is causing backup. We can see on the traffic cams, it's on the left side of the highway. And 295 South at US 17, look out for a wreck. A 1 in 5 chance of rain with thunderstorms today and a high of 94. 60% chance of scattered thunderstorms this evening with a low of 76. Right now it's 79 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The date is set to hear Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's accuser in front of a U.S. Senate committee.
Florida candidate for Governor Andrew Gillum wants a 40% increase in the Florida corporate income tax. He says he wants to use it to raise $1 billion more for education. And the Wall Street Journal reports the tight job market for this year's upcoming holiday season could mean better pay and benefits, even for seasonal workers.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Don't forget to go to facebook.com/WBOB. Download the radio app. It is free. Thousands of you listen to the show each day. Yes, that's all documented on your smartphones. Android phones, just download the app, Roger. Everybody knows it's free. Go to WBOB.com, WBOB.com. How many of you out there listening or will be kind of curious to hear from you for a part-time job? No. I'm not insinuating you need to get one. Many of you that are in debt probably should get one. Have a better Christmas out there. Give more to your church, charitable, wife, husband, kids, whatever. Mm-hmm. How many of you all seen the hiring season already started in June for some companies? It's already kicked in. It's already kicking in this week. Companies offering $12 to $14 an hour for the seasonal. We're talking retail jobs out there. The Wall Street Journal reports that because of a tight job market, I know the left says, oh, this is a big problem. No, that's a great problem, supply and demand. That it may mean even for part-time employees for the Christmas season, which is really kicking off now, better pay, better benefits. FedEx is gearing up for a record holiday season. JCPenney, remember brick and mortar companies that were supposed to go away? Everything was going to move online. Nobody was going to visit a local retail store anymore inside the mall. JCPenney says that their hiring season started over the summertime. They're hiring a lot more. Target, a 20% more hiring this year than last year, has plans to hire 120,000 seasonal workers. And guess what? This week, the starting wage will be $12 an hour, and by 2020, within a year and a half, by $15 an hour. UPS is expected to hire 100,000 seasonal employees. And are you guys ready for this? 35%, the company says, will be called back for full-time employment. By the way, their union. And by the way, I know many of those guys have gone to church with these individuals. Mm-hmm. The truck drivers, Rogers, make $70,000 to $75,000 a year, no college degree required.
I've got a friend who's a UPS driver. I think he just retired. He lives in a $500,000 home. Really, really nice job.
Profit sharing, pay time off for part-time employees of what's taking place. Yes, consumers are showing back up to the malls. Here was the story from CNBC.
He or she has been in the last 25 years and is showing up in numbers, even at brick and mortar. Because the transition to online has not changed. It is still happening. But they're learning to play the game online.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been in a number of malls in the last couple of months in different parts of the country. I've been surprised how busy they've been.
Come on, Roger. Where, even in the Obama years, if you want to mix this, where did you ever see companies $12-$15 an hour? Never, for the most part.
Can't recall any.
No college degree. Yeah. None of that out there. I'd like to hear from you. Where are the part-time employees? Are they making money this year? Where are they going to make money? If you were going to look for a job, where would you go? The market is so tight. That's not a bad thing, folks. Mm-hmm. That is good for those of you that do not have a college degree. Companies like we talked about, was it not so much Nordstrom, but you got Amazon, IBM says, yeah, we're going to hire many of you that don't have a college degree.
Yeah.
It's because of the job market out there.
Exactly. They need people to fill the demand for workers. And that doesn't even count those who will want to plan on starting their own businesses.
FedEx CFO Bob Henning says this is going to be a record season for all of us.
Sounds like you are gearing up for another record holiday season. Is you right? Is that what's going on?
That's exactly what's going on. We're looking forward to another record peak season. And of course, this year there are four Mondays between Thanksgiving and Christmas, so we expect to be extremely busy right up to Christmas Eve.
But not everybody sees this as a major positive. Fox Business News anchor David Asman says the New York Times recently just came out with an article that says that, you know, with all these job numbers, the average Joe doesn't really care.
Give it to the New York Times to find a cloud with all this silver lining stuff going on. They come out and knock the unemployment figures and the jobs numbers by saying Americans want to believe jobs are the solution to poverty. They're not. So according to the New York Times, these jobs numbers don't really mean anything to the average American.
They don't really mean anything. The question is, politically, you think this would bode well for the Republicans? I don't know. It'd be kind of interesting to see what happens. But at 222-TALK, 222-8255, if any of you that are looking for a part-time job, I'd love to hear from you. I mean, from what you've seen or what you've maybe put out applications or what you've heard. I mean, local companies is Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I think with some of their delivery services they're looking at, unless they want to go all drones. That would be kind of cool anyway.
Yes.
I want to operate one of those. Where have you seen, what about fast food places? Are we seeing an increase in the minimum wage or seasonal holidays? Where else do some of you that that maybe we are not aware of as of this morning, like FedEx, and remember the CEO Target, we played the clip 2 weeks ago. He said this is the busiest season we've seen for all of the consumers. Where are you seeing people hiring at a decent wage? I'm not saying that $10 an hour is not a decent wage. It's based on the marketplace out there. But I'd love to hear from you at 222-TALK, 222-8255. Again, the email address, ed@wbob.com. Also, here's an interesting question, Roger. If Trump cannot get the credit for this. If Target's going to hire at $12 an hour for part-time employees, somehow Barack Obama deserves the credit. I can't find it, but he's got to deserve the credit, right?
Yeah. Well, there are those on the left who think he's not being treated and they want to build his legacy. They were fans of his.
Just kind of curious. And by the way, for those of you out there, I'd like to hear from you. Is there a... Now, you don't have to give the reason, which I think may be there. It could be a different reason. Do you believe, or what have you heard, if companies are paying more money, what are they attributing to that to?
Mm.
I'd like to hear from you on that. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Henry, good morning. You're on WBOB. How are you?
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the QSR service, quick service restaurants, right now, there's a crisis because, number one, we can't keep employees or somebody that's qualified due to the fact we start them out at $8.59 an hour and they work a month and find a job at $12 an hour at Walmart or Sam's or go to UPS. It's a real big problem right now. The turnover's probably jumped up to 300-350%.
Wow.
But we just don't have... Right now, everybody's, if you're breathing, you come to a fast food restaurant, they're hiring you.
Hey, Henry, let me ask you a question. Is from what you've seen in the industry, let's talk about the restaurant industry. And I understand based on competition, I've seen the stories by CNBC and Fox where and Henry's got a great point. They're looking for a better job and a better job. Is there a backdoor way, Henry, of trying to keep some of the employees, or as you say, without the high turnover, if you can't afford them to pay them what the marketplace is dictating, how are some of the restaurants able to maybe hold on? Are they offering maybe a Christmas bonus, maybe a 10% discount on food or something? Is there anything that's trying to keep some of them there if you can't afford a higher minimum wage?
Well, you remember when with Obamacare that the employers have to pretty much offer, it was paying a great portion of their insurance, and we were just hiring part-time. A lot of folks weren't giving people over 30 hours because you're considered full-time.
Right.
So everybody was working two or three part-time jobs. Well, now it's reversed. Now there's full-time jobs with great benefits. We're trying to get more benefits. We're trying to get folks full-time now instead of part-time because you don't give them at least 35, 40 hours. They're going to go down the road and make a little bit more, a dollar or two more an hour, and they don't show up. You go to a restaurant, they just don't show up. And if you eat out, you've probably seen the service here lately, or the drive-through lines, and QSR has gotten ridiculous as far as what, you know, I've been seeing just shopping. You know, we have to do competitor shops.
Right.
And everybody's having the same problem. You look on the marquee signs that's now hiring all up and down every major road.
Interesting. Henry, I appreciate the update. I don't go to drive-thrus, so I wouldn't know.
Right.
I mean, just because of my eating habits, I eat pretty much for the most part healthy, but I don't go through the drive-thru, occasionally Chick-fil-A, but I usually go inside.
Right.
So I can be recognized. But anyway, so the drive-thrus, but I'm just kind of curious, from what you have seen out there, 222-TALK, 904-222-8255. Again, the Wall Street Journal reports this morning, because of the tight job market, it is a great time for part-time seasonal employees to make more money. The question is, and I'd like to hear from some of you, if you're an employee or an employer, what is also being offered if the hourly wage is not to what you think you should be making, but you're staying there, what else are they offering you?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear from you. 222-TALK, 222-8255. David, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, I'd like to know, they're trying to get precincts open in colleges around here real soon.
Right.
But they're having a problem. Now, to be a voter, you have to be an American citizen, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, they're having trouble getting out to Spanish voting things. You know, I mean, printed in Spanish for people who don't know how to talk English. How can you be a voter and not know English?
That is a great question. Sometimes in civics, unfortunately, we've kind of lowered when the people need to become a naturalized citizen that maybe their Spanish isn't that great. But according to the law, it states that in some cases, you've got to print some of the ballots in Spanish.
No, you mean their English is not good enough, and they speak Spanish only.
Yeah, but here's the point. What if you are a military individual and your wife comes over and she doesn't speak proper English? Is she still considered a citizen, Roger?
Well, not at first, but she has to go through a naturalization process.
Well, yeah. I can't believe it. I just can't believe that they're putting out Spanish ballots for people who can't talk English.
I'm with you. I see exactly what you're saying, but according to, what is it, back laws that have over the last 20, 30 years, and they've got to do that.
Yeah.
Well, they say it's discrimination.
That if you don't do it.
If you don't do it, discrimination, yeah.
Hey, David, real quick. There was yesterday I was with an elected official over lunch yesterday, and they're telling me that the Mike Hogan, the local supervisor of elections, will put out a ballot box at University – was it University in North Florida?
UNF and Edwards, Edward Waters College. And,
yeah, right, right.
And David, do you know how many people go to Edward Waters College? How many, Roger?
It's under 2,000.
I hear it's like 400 to 500. I may be totally wrong. Yeah. Why in the world would you put out a ballot box there? As Roger has pointed out, if the majority of the kids that go to this college or whatever don't even live here, what's the point?
Well, here's another way of looking at it. Edward Waters College is located in an area where there are residences. People in the neighborhood could vote there early.
Do they know where the voting places around there?
I do not know. I think the closest one that I'm aware of is downtown at the supervisor's elections office.
All right. So.
Yeah.
Okay, can I ask one more question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so you got military people, your example. So they go out and they marry somebody who doesn't talk English, and they bring them here, and they become a citizen?
And that's what we've cut. Yeah, right, Roger?
I know guys who do that. No, I'm being funny. No, you don't become a citizen instantly.
Right.
Even if you marry an American, there's a process called naturalization that you have to go through. You have to learn U.S. history. I'm assuming the training and the test is in English and not Spanish. So.
Well, you have to learn English to be a citizen.
Right.
Supposedly,
right.
Yes, but you still got people that read. I mean, it's like the English language. How many people, David, do we know that are born and raised here in Jacksonville? When you listen, and I'm born and raised here in Florida. I have people where I live, I'm like, man, I need subtitles to understand some of you.
Yeah.
I've been here all my life almost.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying you guys. I'm just saying I have people, friends of mine I grew up with. I go, man, what's up with the language here? Of course, David, I see that from a lot of my northerner friends, too. Yeah. Good to talk to you this morning.
Interesting fun fact. There are two places under the U.S. flag where they have English and Spanish as the official languages. Puerto Rico is one. New Mexico is the other one.
Interesting. New Mexico.
Yeah, they have to do everything in both.
Pronounce
English
it right, Roger. Would you? New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Listen, I don't want to lower this or put it beneath on what it is. Yes, English only should be taught coming into this country. Correct? As part of the naturalization.
Yeah.
But some of my conservative friends say, hey, that's not the problem with the dependency on welfare and our illegal aliens or those that want to be naturalized. Some of my conservative friends say it's got to be English only. No. It goes well beyond that. It's about civics, about learning things in this country that we don't want to use as a mute point, whether or not if they don't learn the English language that properly. I'm just trying to tell you folks, I know 60% of local colleges, 60% of those kids I go to have to take remedial courses.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, it's not because they come south of the border. It's just because some things are just not being taught they don't remember. So.
Yeah.
222-TALK, 222-8255. Thanks for the call. 46 minutes after the hour, talk radio, WBOB.
I-295 South at US 17, there has been a crash. We're counting at least three cars there, and there is some backup on I-10 East. You'll see slowdown starting at Lane to I-95.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Partly cloudy today with only a 1 in 5 chance of rain, a high of 94. This evening, lots of rain with thunderstorms expected. 76 the low. Right now, 79 here at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida candidate for Governor Andrew Gillum wants a 40% increase in the Florida corporate income tax. He says he wants to use it to raise $1 billion more for education. The Wall Street Journal reports the tight job market for this year's upcoming holiday season could mean better pay and benefits even for seasonal workers. And the date is set to hear Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's accuser in front of a U.S. Senate committee.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
To the last caller's question, and I should have mentioned this, and Roger and I have been following this, and it's a very simplistic answer. The reason why that a federal judge in Florida has ordered Florida to mandate that local election officials comply with the Voting Rights Act of 1965 by providing sample ballots in Spanish is because of displaced Puerto Ricans due from hurricanes, because Puerto Ricans are Americans.
Yeah, they are American citizens.
That's why.
They can't vote for president there, but they can vote for Congress, and they have a congressman in Washington. But when they come here, it's just like moving here from Georgia, they can vote. Now, in fairness, most Puerto Ricans are bilingual. They speak both English and Spanish. Some, however, only speak Spanish, but that's only a that's only a minority.
Right. And by the way, before I get back to the calls here in a moment, at 904-222-8255, you have to be a U.S. citizen. Correct, but in order to vote in Florida, you have to show a homestead or at least show a Florida residence to vote in Florida.
Right.
Just to remind everybody that all this voter fraud isn't based on a race, is not based on how many people are voting left and right. One of the biggest complaints about voter fraud is that what we see is an individual who owns property in two states. It is a felony to vote in both states. You can only vote in one. That is where the voting fraud's taking place.
You could have that technically in Puerto Rico if you have residency both places and you kind of trick the system.
Let's go to Lawrence. Lawrence, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, on this language thing, I think I remember a while back that they were printing ballots in more than just Spanish and English down in Miami. I think they had it in Creole and Haitian, all kind of different languages, a while back. And I don't know if they're still doing that or not, but I seem to remember they were doing that for, a while back.
You know, Lawrence, can I add to what you just said? I got a call after 2000. I might have been 2014 in the governor's race. We were doing a story on, for example, to what you brought up, like, you know, people being bussed in, you know, the souls to the polls. I had a lady I was interviewing. She worked for as a volunteer. I mean, they get paid part time for the supervisor of elections down in Miami-Dade, Roger.
Okay.
And Lawrence, you'll love this story. This lady we interviewed, and she says, "Listen, I was not a Rick Scott guy. I love Obama, but she says, you know, one thing that we found a little bit concerning was at the last day of voting, there were a lot of those from the Haitian community that could not show an ID of whether they didn't early vote. They didn't vote by mail, and they wanted to vote that day, but they couldn't have their address properly identified, so they got provisional ballots."
Oh, yeah, that's a big
yeah.
problem with around the college campuses, too.
Yeah. And the point is that, and Lawrence, you know this because you worked in campaigns, Lawrence, because the day of election, the volunteers or the paid staff or the supervisor of elections locally doesn't have time to try to clarify whether or not you're here. I mean, they just want to get you in and get you out.
Mm-hmm.
And the provisional ballot normally is discussed or looked after the fact.
Right, right. Yeah, it's a lot of voter fraud going on because I remember getting a call when I was at headquarters one day. A lady called about her daughter, who was in like a nursing home. She was like 18, 19 years old, so she was a registered voter, but she was disabled. And her mother went to pick her up and took her to the voting place in there. They lived in Mandarin, I think, you know, the mother did.
Right.
And that's where she was registered to vote. And they said that she had already voted by mail. And the mother said no. And what come to find out that when the post office was delivering all these absentee ballots to these, people, residents in the nursing homes, the Democrat Party was sending a bunch of their operatives in there and filling these out for them.
Wow.
And even if they, you know, they didn't even request them. The people didn't even request. A lot of them were, you know,
wow,
wouldn't know their names, let alone being able to vote. But yeah, they and the guy from the post office was working for him, you know, working with
yeah.
him. He would let them know when the ballots got there.
Lawrence, can I ask you a real super quick question? Out of all the years that you've been in Northeast Florida, I don't care if this is an election statewide, locally, Republican or Democrat, I don't care what color they are. If you had to name real quickly one or two out of your past history where you saw a wide array of voter fraud or at least a lot of rumors of voter fraud, would one be Corrine Brown? If not, would there be one that was a Republican, a Democrat? Who would they be?
It would be Democrats. I used to, you know, go to the bank sometime and watch Corrine's people come in getting $20 bills. You know, like they would get $220 bills to give out on election day.
Wow.
It was crazy.
No one ever gave me money.
And then with Pat Felder, she couldn't afford that, so she only gave out $5 bills.
All right. Lawrence, good to talk to you. John Morgan was giving out $420 bills for his medical marijuana. I'll let that one sink in here in a moment. It's a stupid thing by the marijuana people. 420, it's just stupid.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I know. Neither. I don't smoke, so I just, you know. Somebody emailed me that. It's a little humor. Ellie, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning, Eddie. I wanted to talk about languages. You talked about languages for the voters. I wanted to add this. I just brought up the Social Security, their official website, and this is what it says. Social Security information in other languages, Arabic, Chinese, Farsi, French, Greek, Haitian Creole, Italian, Korean, Polish, Portuguese, Russian, Somali, Spanish, Dali, and Vietnamese. And then there's a section on it says, your payment while you are outside the United States, English, French, German, Greek, Italian, Spanish. So that's on Social Security. They also do that on Medicare. Anybody who's on Medicare, if you haven't even you look at it, it's in all different languages. And so when we talk about entitlements, I always think entitlements, American citizens, most of them have paid into that, you know, thousands of dollars. If they've had full-time work.
Right. Listen, I got to run. I'm up against the break. What a fascinating story, Ellie. I'm glad you point that out. Again, the problem with voting, welfare, illegal immigration, people's Social Security has nothing to do with the languages. It has to deal with really in the reforming of that And I don't want to get, I understand where you're coming from. Many of you, I want to make sure we're not going down the wrong path of addressing the situation.
Right.
It's like when it comes to crime, guns are not the problem. People committing the crime are the problem. That's what I'm getting at. 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
On I-295 South at US 17, we're looking at a crash with several cars. And 95 North at Phillips Highway, another accident.
I'm Lou Dobbs. President Trump favors an end to a gag rule for pharmacists. Nearly 1 in 11 students say they've used marijuana and electronic cigarettes. Those stories next.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't miss when it comes to putting people on a 10 speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
President Trump wants to lift federal gag clauses on pharmacists, which prevents them from telling customers they could save money on prescriptions by paying cash rather than using their insurance. A new school-based survey shows nearly 1 in 11 students have used marijuana in e-cigarettes. The Journal of American Medicine Pediatrics is raising concerns about the new popularity of vaping among teens, the rising number of teens using marijuana in those e-cigarettes, alarming parents and health officials. The Nike backlash spreading. Mississippi State Police Department no longer will buy Nike products, saying the company's latest advertising campaign featuring Colin Kaepernick shows disrespect for law enforcement. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 and 10 Eastern, on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and I have some interesting information if you're interested in owning a quality diamond. We did some research on the internet to see how diamonds price on various websites like Blue Nile. What we found were diamonds of the same weight, color, clarity, had pretty different prices. Generally, that has something to do with how the diamonds cut, but the only way to see these diamonds was to buy them. So we did a price comparison on the diamonds we could tell were nicely cut, and what we found was our prices for beautifully cut Underwood diamonds were the same as theirs. So if you're interested in diamonds and want real expert help, real quality and value, and don't want to pay just to look at a diamond, come by Underwoods. And remember, when a diamond comes from us, you get all the services, assurances, and guarantees the people of North Florida have learned to expect for over 80 years. At Underwoods, our brand is a promise, and it's one we keep. In San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Partly cloudy today, only a slight chance of rain, a high of 94. This evening, a 60% chance of rain with thunderstorms, low of 76, right now 79, here at WBOB.
More as we continue to move along, the accusers, pro and against, who outweighs who when it comes to Brett Kavanaugh. We'll have all this coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.